The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Top of the morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. It's 7 minutes past the hour. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Welcome to what we call Health Thursday, because every Thursday on the Morning Crossfire, we discuss health and health-related matters on the Morning Crossfire. So last week, we spoke about brain maintenance. On the show last week, Thursday, I have Mr. Ben Aripo here in the studio right now. He was in the studio last week as well, but we couldn't finish because we couldn't take as many calls. And, you know, we had loads of calls that we couldn't attend to. So we made the promise together that we're going to come here today and try and answer most of the questions that you've got. But first, before we do that, I think we need to just, you know, talk a bit about why the topic brain maintenance. Ben Aripo is the founder and CEO of Dyslexia Foundation of Nigeria. Mr. Ben, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
It's good to have you here.
Nice to be here back again. You know,
let's dive in straight before calls start coming in.
Yeah.
Why do people forget things?
Well, good question. People forget things because they have low working memory. Let me use the regular term that people use, short-term memory. There are two forms of memory. One is short-term, the other is long-term. So short-term memory is that memory you use and need when you're in a conversation or you're doing something, or you are just able to know that there is a sequence of things you're doing and your brain enables you to remember that you're doing something. So for instance, we're having a just as we're doing now, and then somebody comes in and say, oh, Ben, what's 3 times 5? I should be able to remember, but that's long-term memory because that's been banked already. But then if I answer that and come back, I should be able to remember that we're still having this conversation and keep the trend of thought.
But that happens a lot, that you get distracted for a minute. Then you come back, you're like, hey, where did we stop again?
Absolutely. That's why we say the person's short-term memory is not working.
Is that not normal? I mean, everybody does that,
Mr.
Ben.
Not everybody.
Everybody can talk about something now and be like, hey, Jerry, where did we stop?
No. That's not normal.
It's not normal.
That's abnormal. And that's a thing. Because we take the abnormality of that situation, or we see it happen so often to people. Yeah. We take it for granted.
Yeah.
You hear people speak sometimes and then they do like someone is completing their sentence.
Yeah.
They were trying to process that information to finish the sentence, but someone else is processing and helping them.
So that's not normal too.
That's not normal.
I know of somebody that will say, we'll come to your house today.
That's correct.
That's not normal.
That's not normal also.
Oh,
That's also a sign that the person processing is challenged. And then the memory, because the person is trying to find the word to fill in the gap.
Oh, wow.
That's absolutely a short-term memory thing. So people forget because of their short-term memory not being effective and efficient. If the short-term memory is efficient and working, you should be able to pick up a conversation and just keep going. You should be able to remember when you're going to... Okay, let me give you a typical example.
Yes.
A young man came to us and said he's worried. Why? He leaves his home, he locks the door, gets to the car. He thinks, have I locked the door? So he walks back to the door. And then he says, oh, by the way, did I turn off the water in the kitchen, the tap in the kitchen? So he opens the door, goes to the kitchen, and sees that he has turned off the tap. He comes back to the door, locks the door, gets back again, and then he goes back the same way.
Yeah.
Have I now? I'm not sure. So he does that for like 5-10 minutes. What do you think that is? His working memory, his short-term memory is challenged. Until someone comes, but we just locked the door. Or sometimes he just says he drives off just assuming that he has locked the door. But he's not convinced he did. So, and he gets to work. He has a meeting with his colleagues. As they are talking, he's forgetting most of what they are saying. And he's supposed to be the one to produce the minutes. And so he tends to then depend on others, please come. What were we saying about this particular point? That shows that his working memory is challenged. And that's why we find in normal life, people find it difficult to remember where they have kept stuff.
Oh yeah,
you look for your keys, you're looking for your checkbook, you're looking for your password to your one email or the other, you know. and then you get locked out.
How about a situation where you want to go and pick something in the kitchen or in the room? You get to the room, you can't remember what you're doing there.
That's also a sign that your short-term memory needs improvement.
So that thing had been kept there for a very long time. I just don't know where I kept it.
Exactly.
Is that short-term too? Like, I've kept it there for quite a while.
What while is a while?
Like a month, 2 months?
That's still within short-term memory. You should be able to find it. That's why it's always good also in practicing to improve your short-term memory to ensure that you keep things in the same place where you can find them. You know, when people, again, another brain challenge is that people who lack coordination, they just drop things everywhere. All right? When you come back to when you drop things everywhere, you definitely will have to look for them. That's different. That's logic and reasoning and coordination. But memories have to do with you keeping the thing and coming back to find it. Now, when people have the onset of dementia, for instance, I think I mentioned this in the last time.
Yes, you did.
A professor was to write a check for her daughter. First, she forgot the date. Well, asking, what's today's date? She told her the date.
Wait, is it normal? Isn't that normal to not remember the date?
Well, in most people, it might feel normal, but it's not normal.
Ah.
On a regular...
We have plenty on this table.
Of course, that's the thing. You see, that's where I started with, how much time do we normally give to actually exercising our brains?
Yeah.
How much time do we pay? We take the abnormality of the things we do for granted. We take it that, oh, it's not my name. I don't know. I've forgotten the date. Not only do people forget the date, they forget the day of the week.
I was going to say that occasionally when one just, you just forget, what's the day again? Is it Tuesday? Is it Wednesday?
Exactly.
Is that a problem too? It's occasional. It's not that it happens all the time. Like, it's just occasional. You just forget.
I will put it this way. It's an onset of... It's an onset.
Yeah.
So you start seeing, if that begins to happen regularly, when you forget the date or you forget the day of the week or when you're putting things, then you have to, then it becomes a problem.
Oh.
And then you start to seek for help. That's the second thing.
Hmm.
Many people have these situations and they never think it's anything to worry about.
They never even see it as a problem.
I saw it in my dad. I saw it in my grandfather.
So it's okay if it happens?
Yes. A woman came and said, I know that my auntie had this condition and I saw my mom having it. So I don't want it to happen, which is good. That's being proactive. I don't want to go through this route. It's proactive. All right. You need to do brain exercises to improve it because these conditions are preventable and early intervention is better.
How do you even begin to know you have a problem? What are the signs that you need to look out for?
You've just mentioned some of them. Problem. You've forgotten where you kept things. Let's just deal with memory. In fact, let's just deal with memory because that's what the ones adults would remember more. Just deal with memory. You suddenly realize you're forgetting stuff. You're forgetting things. You have a conversation with someone, you can't remember what you just said. Remember the guy who called last week?
Yeah.
He said, he finished a conversation on the phone with someone, but he doesn't remember what he
immediately did. He hangs up like this, he forgets everything that he just said.
When you see that happen frequently, then it's abnormal. Seek help. I mean, maybe because it doesn't pull you down until you're not going to work. Because if malaria starts showing symptoms and you're yawning and you're stretching, I'm not feeling well, weakness in my waist, loss of appetite, then you begin to seek, let me go seek help. But with brain conditions, you don't even know what you don't know. That's why this is very important, that we speak about it, we check for it, we seek for help. So first, you start seeing the signs, you're forgetful. You're losing your thought in a conversation. You keep things and you look for them. You're writing and suddenly the ideas don't seem to come because there's no connection between what you're thinking and what you're writing. Again, that's another condition. A hand-to-brain coordination problem, which many people have, but they don't. I know the answer to this thing, but I can't write it down. That's because there's a disconnect between your brain and your hand. There's a brain-to-hand coordination problem. And you need to seek help to connect. You know, the brain has two parts. And if the two parts are not talking to each other, the left and the right hand side of the brain are not talking to each other, if there's no neural connectivity, neural connections, then you find it difficult to translate what you're thinking to what you should write. Even if you're typing, there is no connection. So it's
I need to go to the telephone. We promise people, and we are getting okay. we're getting carried away.
Okay. Yeah, that's why we're here.
Let's go to the telephone. I hear more people's concerns and thoughts. Please, when you're sharing your concerns, be very brief about it so we can take as many as possible. Today is dedicated to, you know, taking feedback from you. 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. And 01465-7190. 01465-7190. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. We're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can share your thoughts with us on there as well. Let's see. We're streaming a call right now. We're screening a call, rather. But let me just jump on this one. Hi.
Oh, good Good morning.
Good morning, too.
My name is Modupe.
You're welcome.
I'm from Yaba.
Welcome.
I want to thank, I didn't know the name of the doctor, but sorry.
Mr. Ben. Is Mr. Ben.
Okay, Dr. Ben.
Is Mr. Ben.
I just noticed that I usually forget, if I'm trying to recall what I wear like yesterday, mm-hmm. I usually forget, and I don't know if that is a symptom. So I just want to find out from the doctor.
Okay, Modukwe. Just thank you. Doctor will attend. Mr. Ben is not a doctor. Let's quickly pick Dennis. Dennis is in the corridor. After Dennis, then we'll to attempt to the two together. Dennis, hi.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Okay. I want to ask a question.
Yes, please.
Good morning, the man around.
Mr. Ben, yes.
Thank you, Dennis.
Does brain damage, does it have any issue? Does it have any connection with dreams? Like when you dream and you forget what you just dreamed, does it have any connection with it?
Okay. All right, Dennis.
Okay.
All right. Let's do those two first.
Okay. Let's do Modukwe first. Mm-hmm. Modukwe, you wore something yesterday and today you can't remember. That's an indication that you should be doing something. You should check out your brain.
Okay.
Now, you should also start doing exercises. For instance, can you remember what you ate for breakfast yesterday as well? Sometimes it goes as far as that.
Okay.
Because you need to remember, what did I have for breakfast? What did I have for lunch? What did I have for dinner? Also, where have I been? So if you start forgetting what you wore yesterday, it's an indication that you need to begin to work on your brain, especially the short-term memory. You need to work on your memory generally. And there are lots of exercises that you can do to improve that. We'll come to exercises.
We'll come to, because later. People are even asking. Yeah. Questions are coming in now asking for that. Yeah. How about dreams?
Oh, okay. Well, what about dreams? Of course, dreams are a different kind of thing. Let me say, dreams come usually when you are in the second stage of sleep. You know, I mentioned last time
that
we have two sides of sleep, sleep and deep sleep.
Yeah.
When you are in the second stage of sleep, then you have dreams. Mostly, sometimes depending on your own predisposition, you could be dreaming about the things you have gone through. That's why when you wake up, it becomes like deja vu. Or you could be just having some nightmares based on the things you have imagined. But a dream state is such a state that when you wake up from your sleep, you should, under normal circumstances, be able to remember the dreams that you have had. Because again, sleeping, if you get to a point where you're having deep sleep, that deep sleep enables you to transfer information from your short-term memory to your long-term memory.
For storage.
And so it should be able to then often bring out things. But dreams are a different thing altogether. I am not a dream interpreter. Before you start asking, I had a dream yesterday. I was pursued by a dog and the dog finally beat me. So what should I be thinking about? That's not my field. My field is how to help you improve your brain, ensure that it functions maximally for you to gain mastery of it.
Let's take another call. Good morning to you. Oh, we lost that. Let's take another one. All the lines are buzzing. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Mr. Sheriff.
Yes, please.
This is Adishawa from Ukurudu.
Welcome.
Mr. Ben.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, I think I'm having this problem when I started calling. So I want to ask, does phobia have to do with short-term memory? Because anytime Mr. Sheriff or any of the OAT says 60 seconds like this, in fact, I blab. I just blab. I wanted to say something like 4.0. I end up saying 1. Please, I want to know. Then what remedy, please?
Okay. Phobia is different from short-term memory problem.
Okay.
But definitely, when you are under pressure,
anxiety.
Mm. You know, there's also a condition in psychology called anxiety disorder.
Mm.
Uh-huh. So let's leave anxiety disorder for today.
Yeah. Mr. Ben, please hold on. We'll take Chinyere, then you can attend to Adeshawa and Chinyere together. Okay. Chinyere is already on the line. Chinyere, hi.
Good morning, Mr. Shell.
Morning to you.
Okay, like I want to ask about the brain and hand connection, because sometimes I will read something and know the answer. Probably when I pick up pen to write, I'll not be able to write it, especially essay.
Mm-hmm. Especially essay.
So I don't know what kind of exercise that I need to do to improve on that. Mm. Thank you.
All right, Chinyere.
Okay.
Now let's do Adeshawa and Chinyere.
Okay. So phobia is a fear for anything at all. Maybe you suddenly feel under pressure. Maybe you suddenly remember examination conditions where your teachers were asking you have 3 minutes to finish. That's why you developed the phobia. When the pressure is on you to answer something almost immediately, then that's why you develop the confusion. So if you organize your thought, and this is where I want to go to as a solution, if you organize your thought,
mm-hmm.
for instance, you know you have going to have 60 seconds, and then you have already registered that you're going to speak about three things. Let's assume that you're going to speak about let's just use a casual example. Mm. You're going to speak about the cognitive, attitudinal, and behavioral attitudes of people.
Mm-hmm.
You can, in your mind, you can see, I say cognitive, which is C, attitudinal, A, and behavioral, B. So you already have CAB, C-A-B.
Mm.
So you are going to speak about CAB. In that 60 seconds, you say, okay, CAB, and CAB, C means cognitive, A means attitudinal, B means behavioral. So quickly, in 60 seconds, you have that mnemonic ready for your use.
Yeah.
So that's
you've already organized everything in your head.
Ready for it, yeah. So you see, you just produce it automatic.
Mm.
That's how you deal with those kind of things. And then the brain-to-hand coordination challenge. It's essentially, mostly, it doesn't just start now. It didn't start now for you.
Mm.
It might have started from when you were copying notes from the board in school.
Mm.
You find out that you always maybe the last to copy notes. Many parents come to us and say, oh, my child's notes are never complete. Mm. That's because, first, their processing speed is slow, and secondly, they have a brain-to-hand coordination problem. Mm. When they look at the board, they know what they want to write.
They just read it. No.
But by the time they want to write it, there's no connection between what the brain is reading and what their hand is about to write. That's a challenge.
I bet you that happened to me in school.
Yeah.
I bet you that happened to me in school.
So the thing to do is to always, like Chinyere said, the exercises to do is to ensure that you continuously practice to write.
Hmm.
Because what we tend to do is then to try to avoid to write.
Hmm.
Because anything that challenges us, we avoid it.
Yeah.
That's what the human system is. Anything that challenges us, we avoid it.
Hmm.
And focus on the easy to do.
Yeah.
No, go beyond your comfort zone. Force yourself to write down things. As you're thinking about them, write it. Don't write essays only during exams. When someone is speaking, maybe you're in a public event speaking, try and get a jotter.
Mm.
I said it the last time and I'll say it again.
Yeah.
My dad taught me that the faintest pencil is better than the sharpest brain. So anytime you're in a conversation, remember, the faintest pencil is better than the sharpest brain.
Always have a pen and a paper.
I mean, always. See what I'm doing now?
Yes, yeah, I can see.
When you call, I write down the name. I write down what you're saying. So when I'm speaking back, I'm speaking to the point. Mm. So it's better to write down things than to say, okay, I'll remember. No, don't try to put things in your memory all the time.
Mm.
It's good to do that, but over time when you keep writing, then you can store them in memory. You can respond almost automatically.
We'll try as much as possible to attend to all these calls, overwhelming calls, I must say. But we need to take a quick break right now. Go on a commercial break, then come back and continue our conversation. Stay here on The Morning Crew. We're not done, though. Stay with us.
When it matters most, turn on your choice for the best of sports.
Manchester United 3, AFC Burma Oil.
News and great conversations.
We have about 25 more minutes to go on the program. If you're watching on Facebook and on YouTube, you're welcome. Please drop your comment and your questions and your thoughts for my guest this morning, Mr. Ben Aripo, the founder and CEO of the Dyslexia Foundation. Feel free to let us know exactly what's in your mind as regards our conversation today. We'll take them. I can see the comments on WhatsApp. I will come to WhatsApp in a moment. All my lines are blinking. I'll just take a few calls now, and then we'll come to WhatsApp to come take your thoughts on WhatsApp. If you're wondering what the numbers are, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Those are our telephone lines. And please, I beg you, when you're calling, just go straight to the point. We'd like to take as many as possible. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sharif.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Dambala.
Welcome.
Please, two people are talking to me. As I speak to you now, I just left ATM machine. Yesterday, I applied for ATM. Today, I could not remember the thing again. This thing, I have more than 5 ATM cards at home.
Five.
I can snap it and send it to you. Now, I collected one last week. I forget the PIN immediately. Yesterday, again, I collected one. Now, I want to withdraw money. As I speak to you now, I can't remember the thing. And this thing is not deliberate or carelessness. Now, when I leave house, I will tell my wife, see me off. She will tell me, ah, you will still come back. I'll come back more than 10 times. Sometimes when I call person now, like I want to carry my phone to call Sherry, I'll forget immediately. And I've complained these things very well. I'll say, ah, oh, I won't call. Like 5 seconds or 1 minute, and I'll remember. Now, when I carry my phone to call again, I'll forget. This thing is my problem, and I'm not joking. How can I be applying for ATM every time? I'm waiting now. I'm going to my bank now to do PIN reissue. Well, that time, I don't remember. One of the secretaries that just told me that I should do PIN reissue. Before, I would just say, okay, let me apply for another one. This thing is affecting me.
I'm sorry, Dambaba. But Mr. Ben will attend to that. Let's speak with Hope. And we'll Hope is gone. Let's take another person before we're... Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please, if one has this condition, what kind of medical personnel is one meant to see? And I want to refer to the case of the person that I just called now. I have the same issue, but the thing is, I forget immediate things. Things that happen just now. Maybe, and I forget words to use when I'm speaking. But there are some other things that I can remember, like all the lines on my ATM card. I mean, the numbers on my ATM card, I know them offhand. Not the PIN and the three numbers at the back, the 16-digit.
Yes.
And there are so many numbers I can tell you offhand. But there are some things I forget easily, maybe immediate things that happen within minutes, I'll just forget. So what kind of medical personnel can one see when you start having this kind of condition?
Thank you too. Mr. Ben, over to you.
Okay. Dambaba, sorry about the situation you're facing right now. Without doing a very thorough assessment, and I hate to give prescriptions or discuss issues of that nature, but from what you're saying, it might be that you're beginning to show early signs of dementia. So I would suggest that, just to add to what the last speaker was asking about, first try and see a neurologist.
Okay.
A neurologist will help to take your vital statistics and look at the brain. They will ask you to do maybe an MRI or a CT scan to show the signs of your brain. But having said that, it's also important that you would see a brain trainer. You go to a brain center. After you have seen the neurologist will give you medication.
Okay.
So there are two ways of correcting this situation. One is through medication, which is a neurologist will do that. The other is through brain exercises, which is natural, without medication, no side effects. So, and as a brain trainer, I often advocate that we do brain exercises. And there are lots of brain exercises that you can do to help this situation. So, If you can Google it, or you can ask, we there are brain centers in Lagos, one in the mainland, one in the island, where you can check out. But Google it and see. It's called Brain Center, Brain Training and Development Center. You can find those information on the net, and you can do that. But having said that, let's go to quick exercises you can be doing.
Okay.
For Dambaba, for instance, I know that you said you have several of those ATM cards. Maybe you should just get a little book.
Okay.
Where you write down the pin to the book.
My dad had that.
Very small, very tiny. We used to use diaries so before.
Just tiny.
Very tiny.
Like
yes.
Thing.
They sell it in bookshops. Very tiny. You write it down. So when you're going to the ATM or to the, you carry it along with you. It's called a memory aid. That's what they are meant to do. Or even in your phone, there's a section in your phone where you can put such information.
Yeah.
There's a, it's called a notes.
Yeah.
You can
notes.
Create it as a note in your phone. And write it down there. That's why I was saying that the faintest pencil is better than the best brain. If you had written down that thing yesterday when you were given, you wouldn't forget now. So that's why the first things you do. Yeah. And for the woman who talked about losing her words in conversation, of course, you need to, you need to immediately do first the brain assessment. And then, of course, begin the brain exercises. There are brain exercises that could be recommended for you to do in those centers.
That's you see, the issue of brain exercises is everywhere.
Yeah.
On our Facebook page, WhatsApp, Twitter, they're asking for the brain exercises.
Okay.
They're saying, Mr. Ben, tell us.
Okay.
What are these brain exercises? Tell us.
Let me start with the ones that you can do at home,
okay,
at least for starters. I say that all the time. They seem so simple that you say, is it the only thing we can do? Now, let's start from the multiplication table. When we were in primary school, we did those. 2 times 1, 2, 2 times 2, 4, 2 times 3, 6. It's a brain exercise. When you do that up to 12, you go up to 13, up to 50, all right? That's a brain exercise. You're trying to keep your brain going.
Yeah.
Then what about just reading the alphabets? A to Z, right? That's one way. That's easier. You can even sing it. What about trying to do them Z to back to A?
Oh.
Right. After counting 1 to 100, you count backwards. 100 back to 1. So 100, 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 90. And when you're counting, you can count as fast as you can in the first instance. Okay, then time yourself. You can put it on maybe 60 beats per second or try to do it. Or even you clap 100, 99, 98, 97. Just make sure they keep to it. That's another brain exercise.
Okay.
You can count A to Z and Z backwards.
Okay.
You can do January to December, December. Everything you see, every word you see, Nigeria, spell it forward. You know they spell it forward. Try spelling it backwards. That's simple. Play Ayo. You know the little Ayo we do? Play chess. Play, not Ludo.
Oh, so the Ayo game also helps?
Yes, it helps.
Oh.
Because, I mean, there's just like chess. There's a strategy, there's a technique behind it. There's a memory exercise inside it that helps you to think about, okay, what is it? What are you going? It's not, they're not just dropping those seeds. There's a thought process behind it. There's a memory that and calculation that goes with it.
Oh.
Those are small exercises you can do. Try to play draft. Draft as a strategy, just like chess.
Oh.
Those are memory exercises in the first instance. And those exercises are also good for people who have attention deficit disorder. So two things you can achieve in one. Also try to think about, just like you were saying, think about what you were wearing yesterday. Try to have an imaginary picture of your wardrobe and what are the colors, how are they arranged. What did you have for dinner 2 weeks ago? So force your brain to think about those things. You're driving to somewhere. Before you even leave the house or leave and go into the car, think about where you're going to. Where to create the roots in your mind's eye. Your brain would snap it. The brain should be able to recognize and know exactly where you're going. Now, these are ones you can do at home, all right? But there are scientifically proven ones you can do at the centers, at the brain centers, where you can, they are actually taken from one stage to the other. Of course, they go from stage to stage, elementary, intermediate, and advanced. Depends on the condition that we see, because all of it starts with an assessment. You do an assessment, and we see the extent to which the brain is weak or strong. And on the basis of that, then you do the exercises are now shaped.
I can see you with a gadget. Is that some of the things that you use?
This is one of the. This is.
If you're watching on Facebook and YouTube,
you
would see what Mr. Ben is holding in his hands.
So let me just. This is called a sense band, and it's very useful for adults' improvement of their memory.
Okay.
It improves memory. It improves attention. It also improves decision-making for adults, of course. at a point in your life, you begin to wonder whether you're making the right decisions or not.
Oh.
And that's also cognitively related. So this gadget can help you improve that can help you improve your memory. Mm. When you wear it, it has a sensor. If you look carefully, you see a sensor here.
Okay.
That you put on the front of your
forehead. You can remove the headphones. Right, so you put it on.
All right.
So people can see.
So I do this now. I put the sensor. There are three sensors on this sense band.
Okay.
The first one is on the forehead.
Hmm.
It checks the movement of your brain in the frontal lobe of your brain.
Okay.
And then the two side signals, there are monitors here as well.
Yeah.
These ones go to the cortex.
Okay.
So this help you when you are now using them, because this connects through Bluetooth to your gadget, which can be a tablet or a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start doing the exercises. It can help you improve your memory in as short as 3 months to 6 months.
Oh, wow.
By just doing this. It can also help you, even there's a particular exercise if you're struggling with sleep. This can also help you as much as possible to improve your sleep.
Mm.
Of course, cause you to have a very quiet transition into sleep.
Yeah.
Right. So there are lots of them, exercises and things that you can do. But this sense band is available at brain centers in Lagos.
In Lagos, yeah.
So you can call the brain centers and find out what to do about them.
Can I hold it?
Let me hear. You can even try it on if you want.
Okay. Oh, wow. So this connects to the brain.
Yes.
To this side of the brain. And this sensor here connects to the other side of the brain.
The two sides of the brain, left and the right brain.
Yes.
And then the one in the front.
And this one in the front connects to
the frontal lobe.
The frontal lobe of the brain.
Yes. So now when you're exercising, when you're using them to exercise,
it
will show you your brain signals. So that if you are working on, let's say, attention, there's an exercise that you would do.
Hmm.
Anytime your brain gets distracted, because people who are distracted are not distracted physically.
Hmm.
They are distracted by their brain.
Hmm.
So anytime your brain is distracted, the avatar in the exercise will not move.
Hmm.
Or it will show you a red instead of a green. Once you put
to
it
to show
on,
you that you are distracted.
Yes, it will show they are distracted. So you then bring back your focus.
Oh,
so by doing that regularly, you maintain and improve your focus over time. That's one for attention. But the one for the brain exercise also shows you how your brain waves. It monitors your brain waves so that you can see when your brain is thinking, when it is actually processing information, or when it is just going like without processing. And it can also show you how long it takes you to make a decision from just using that. So it can actually help you improve your decision making, because when you are using it in training, you see how it because plateaus out, then you realize at that point you're not really doing anything, then you start thinking and it goes up again. So it does help a lot. So please do call the centers and they would be able to tell you the commercial aspects. I know that commercially we are not allowed to say.
We're not. Mr. Ben, you're going to pay me. You're not. Let's go to WhatsApp. Callers, I'll come to you in a moment, but let me just take some thoughts more on WhatsApp. Okay, this person was talking about brain exercise as well. Let me take this other one. I have this issue of forgetting where I keep things, even in short minutes. Even in minutes, I drop something, then I forget where I dropped them. It occurs sometimes. No name to it. Let me take another one. Can you please let us know the difference of disconnect of a mad person and a normal person? I don't know what you're talking about. Joe Morris, you understand what he's trying to say?
Yes, I'm not a psychiatrist.
Okay, all right.
Psychiatrists will tell you the difference between mad person. I'm only a psychologist.
Chris says, my problem is remembering what I've read. I like reading, but I get so discouraged to read because I wouldn't remember them, and it amounts to waste of time for me. How can I overcome this?
Yeah, very simple, Chris. You see, it depends on what you're reading. Start with reading things that are fun stories. Now, let me give you what is the kind of fun story I'm referring to. For instance, I just read a book called Thunder Dog.
Okay.
Thunder Dog is a dog that helped bring the blind man when 9/11 happened. Brought the blind man from the 57th floor of a building down safely, even with when the building went down. That's an exciting and interesting story. I want to know the next. When you read things like that, you will remember. Now, but when you want to take, okay, let me be. When you want to take things like, what do I say? The biography of maybe
somebody,
Adolf Hitler, for instance. Along the line, you get bored. So start improving your reading and understanding has to start with reading exciting and memorable novels and material. It is the memory, the memorability of that particular incident in the book that makes you keep it, that makes you store it and remember it. So when we want to improve comprehension in people, we start training them first with very exciting stories and then tell them to ask them to recall the stories. You find that when it's exciting, they'll recall. If it is boring, then they don't. The brain, we get easily distracted when we are reading boring stuff. But when we are reading exciting stuff, it doesn't get. That's why most people prefer to watch videos or listen to e-books, because it's much more appealing to their listening than to their reading the words. So that's why the world is trying to get e-books and audiobooks are everywhere for you to read. So audiobooks particularly, you can listen to them. If you are struggling with reading them, you can have audiobooks as well.
Let's take some more calls. We're gradually getting to the end. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Chair.
Yes, this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Brain.
Good morning.
This is Ernie.
I'm sorry. We have a very terrible connection. You can please do try and call us back, okay? Thank you. Morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Chair. Yes, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Ben.
Morning.
My name is Chinwe. So I just wanted to ask about mommy brain. So I noticed during pregnancy and even after pregnancy, it lingers. There is this forgetfulness. So I'd always have to carry books. And, you know, initially I thought it was just peculiar to me, but I was talking to some of my friends and colleagues that also experienced things. Just yesterday, I still spoke to a colleague who was experiencing it, and she just described exactly what I felt when I was pregnant. And so it's as if there's a cloud. You're trying to remember something, and it's like there's a cotton wool covering that part you're trying to remember. So how is mommy brain really just an effect of pregnancy, or is a brain issue? Thank you
Chinye. Let's take one more, then we'll attend to that. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff and Mr. Ben.
Good morning.
Mr. Ben, all those things you said initially happens to me. Don't you think age comes into it?
Of course.
And again, I noticed that this menopausal syndrome too, after that a lot of things changes in real women, you know, physiology, oxystocin, or whatever they call it.
Yes.
I think maybe age. Otherwise, Vadamizi is a very sharp woman. But of recent, I just wanted that Omo. If I draw something here, I will go back to the kitchen and come back and say, hey, this is what I wanted.
Yeah.
Or from the kitchen to the store, I say, okay, this is what I want. I keep forgetting. Don't you think it's age?
Thank you,
Madam Ify. The age factor, and then the mommy brain.
Let's start with the age factor. As a general rule, our brain skills are best between the age of 25 and 35.
Okay.
After 35, your brain skills start diminishing, and by 40, they start going down. There's a difference between diminishing and going down.
Plummeting.
Exactly. So at age 40 is when you're supposed to be involved in brain exercises of the nature I'm talking about, the scientific ones, to rewire your brain for another 40 years. But we don't. We just let it degenerate and go until we have this kind of thing we have in our hands. Right. So yes, age affected. Memory is affected by age. Age brings about early signs of dementia, the rest of it. But you find out that there's a book written and published recently by Sanjay Gupta, the presenter in CNN. It's called Keeping Sharp. One of the things
Dr. that Sanjay.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. One of the things that book says is that the research shows that people who have been affected or who have been involved in cognitive exercises in their 80s and 90s, have rewired their brain and are sharp as 35 and 40 year olds.
Mr. Ben, we have to go.
Okay.
I am so sorry. We must go. We can't get any more calls. But people are asking how they can contact you. How can people reach you?
Okay. Please, if you need to contact me, my number is 0808-170-3500. 0808-170-3500. That's the easiest. Or you can, of course, I'm on Twitter as B Arikpo.
Okay.
And I'm on Facebook as Ben Arikpo. Mm. Arikpo is A-R-I-K-P-O. Mm. That's simple.
It's been, thank you so much
thank
for coming.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Yes. We've done this for 2 weeks. Thank you so much. Lagos, that's our show. I'm Sheriff Quadri. You can find me on social media as Sheriff Quadri across all social media platforms. I will take a break now, then come back with some commercials, after which, of course, we'll bring you Daily Digest with Jimmy Lisu. Good morning to you.
This is an infomercial. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.